I am shocked to the core of my being.
Well, who's going to take me to luncheon? Bessie?
No, Teddy. I've heard enough demented babbling for one day.
This is England, you know, not the continent.
I'm profoundly sorry, Henry. I did try to prepare you.
Well, you finally convinced them that you're mad.
Oh, they set themselves up as friends of medicine, John. Friends of knowledge, but they're not. They're hypocrites. They're hypocrites, every last one of them.
Yes, but they're powerful hypocrites. You should exercise greater caution.
I can't afford caution.
Henry! Henry, you are obsessed by your father's condition.
Of course I'm obsessed. He's my father. I draw my life from him. The flesh upon my bones is his, John. John, I know I can save him and the thousands of others who dwell in the same darkness if they would only let me. How can I pursue the truth when they can block each step I take?
Henry, you have come far. Remember what you have at stake.
John, I know I'm right. I must let my vision guide me. But I'm so weary of this fight. There's so little left inside me.
If you know that you are right, then you've got to see it through. You've got to see it through.
7 years ago, I started out on this alone. Now it's alone, I'll see it through to its conclusion. Who are they to judge what I am doing? They know nothing of the endless possibilities I seek. Ludicrous, unbound by their decision.
Seems vision is a word they've never heard.
If it mattered less, I'd treat them with derision. It's absurd.
And yet, the fact remains. Those bastards hold the reins.